Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Ye Do Err, Not Knowing the Scriptures.
Savior, lead us through the darkness of this world's delusive way. Though the battle rages round us, be our light from day to day. Keep our eyes fixed on Thee, so the shadows will flee in our weakness. In the bleakness, lead us home.
Whose storm clouds are gathering in the western sky, we're pilgrims on a journey aside from on high. There's a task here we see. Keep trusting Thee. Savior, lead us. Savior, lead us. Lead us home. Lead us home. Savior, lead us home.
Friends may harm us. Foes alarm us. This will push us to unknown testings, trials and wrestlings. What are these, dear Lord, to Thee? Though the path be unclear, and we're tempted to fear, blessed Shepherd, lead us onward, bring us home.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ who directs us to go to the Scriptures to find certainty and direction in life and purpose in life. Matthew 22:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. So again, it is the Lord Jesus Himself, the God of all creation, God manifested in the flesh, who directs us to go to the Word of God to find direction, purpose, and certainty in life. We err about that life which is beyond this life because we do not consider what the Scriptures say. But when we go to the Scriptures, we see that there is one, here is one, who is able to tell us what's happening in this world and the next. We do err concerning the purpose for which the Lord Jesus came. We do err in the matter of understanding the purpose for which He placed us here. We are to bring glory to His name. We are not to polish the brass on a sinking ship. In essence, in other words, we cannot make man good by our efforts. Man has to be born again. No matter how good a woman or a man may perceive himself or herself to be, the Lord says you need to be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. And to forsake or to ignore this teaching is to bring to yourself great frustration and is to build to yourself a sandcastle on the shore at low tide. You know, you cannot have certainty and assurance neglecting and ignoring and rejecting the Word of God. The Lord says we do err about the way to God. We err about the nature of God. We err about the work of God when we don't consider what the Scriptures say. We err about finding comfort and hope and help when we don't consider what the Scriptures say. Now, just a few examples. There was a couple of sisters whose brother Lazarus had died, and they both made the statement, "Lord, if you'd been here, our brother would not have died." Well, they didn't know, and the Lord said that he is the resurrection and the life. And by stating to them this truth, he sought to bring comfort to their heart. The Apostle Paul, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Now, these did not know the mind of God in Thessalonica, and the Apostle Paul presented to them the mind of God. And others make a mistake or err about in their thinking about God in saying, "I think God is like this." Well, you can know what God is like by taking the Bible. If you want to know what he's like, read his word. He has revealed in his word those things that he would have us to know about him. Some will feel, "Oh, the Lord wouldn't let that happen." Well, do you know God's word? Do you know the God of the word? If you know him, you won't be led astray by your own feelings and by committees and by the writings of men, but you can know what God himself has said about himself. You can err also about your call in life and why did the Lord place you here today, this time, in this place, this state, to do this particular deed. Now, you need to be mindful of that fact. You're not going to be here forever. We won't be here forever. Not in this body. We're going to be with the Lord forever if we're saved. If you're not saved, you'll be forever away from him. The Scriptures make all of this known to us. And we ask the Lord Jesus as our Savior to lead us through this world. He never leads us contrary to that which he has written in the Scriptures. So we go to the Scriptures to find out, are we going in the right direction? When is it that we need his counsel the most? During times of weakness, when we feel as though we are drowning, we'll grab hold of anything. Or we need his presence and he needs his Scriptures in times of danger, when we are afraid, or in times of peace, when we think that everything is good and going well, or in times of great need. We need him. We need to know the mind of God. And we can ask, "Savior, lead us." And you know where he will direct us? To his precious word, the blessed book, the Word of God. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.